The campaign season is over now. All presidential hopefuls here have been told to stop their campaign trails. It's time to rest and wait for the election day.
According to the election law, all campaigns end 48 hours before the election day, so all the candidates are informed that they cannot continue their campaigns after 12 p.m. Wednesday night.
The candidates here launched their campaigns 2 months ago. They posted their posters all around to make themselves known to people. It was only one part of their publicity. They were also posting their promises on social media to reach voters. Others built alliances with big political faces to win the votes of their supporters. Holding big gatherings was another style of election campaigns here. And now they all hope for a free and fair vote.
We firmly believe this time around it will be the votes. And the winner or the team which will rule Afghanistan should be the team who has the votes of the people of Afghanistan.
But it was not so easy to campaign for votes. Some of the presidential runners paid the highest price. Taliban targeted their compounds and killed their several fans. Despite this, the hopefuls here campaigned for the top job even till the last minute. But now you do not see their campaigners rallying on the streets here, appealing for votes through loudspeakers. The Afghan election law does not allow the candidates to appear even on televisions and urge people vote for them. Their time is up, and now it's the turn of local people to make their minds and decide who they should vote for. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.